Hello.
Ah! Hello.
There's my hairy dudes.
Yeah, it's true.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 552. I'm Sam Ginsberg.
Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is
Tyler Dryblad.
The classic Yogi Berra quote, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I googled Yogi Berra quotes. That one was a standout for me.
I think the one I like is like nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. Because, I know exactly what he means.
I think that's a hallmark of a lot of his quotes, is that, like, obviously they're silly and dumb, but you get what he's saying. Like,
you get the gist, yeah.
A dime
ain't worth a nickel anymore. Like, that's a commentary on spending power. It doesn't really make sense, but you understand what he means.
All right, fine. We're not gonna get into a whole Yogi Berra philosophy right here. But you're right, Samuel. You're right. Instead, we're gonna go over to Boris, who's just grooming the hell out of that cat.
That's right. You see all this shit coming out?
I do. We've got a whole another cat right there.
That's the good stuff, boys. This is the stuff that if you get it at the source, doesn't end up floating around in your bedroom.
But Kitty loves it.
Yeah, she does. This is like the only place she lets me really groom her in this desk. So I keep a brush, you know, when I'm on a work meeting. I'll just start brushing.
I didn't realize you were calling us from the salon today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as you know, you guys, look, I know just from looking at you, you guys don't really know your way around grooming tools. But this is a basic one.
He's stuck on this hair thing today.
I know.
I just think it's funny that when I log in, I see two guys with, like, the same silhouette. I don't know.
Yeah, mine's just 8 inches taller.
Look, am I jealous that you guys have hair? Maybe. But, you know, I choose to lash out instead. Anyways,
so today
I'm drinking Night Shift Brewing's Fluffy Hazy IPA. Does a 7% ABV. Brewed by Night Shift in Everett, Massachusetts, where I met my beautiful wife.
Aww. How's it taste?
Good question.
It's your first time on, right?
It's his first time on since getting a child, right? He's probably all messed up in the brainium.
He's been on a couple times.
I've been on a few times, but I did just have the baby for like 45 minutes or so while Ruth took a bath, and she was not happy that mom was not easily available.
She was like, "Where are your titties at?" And you were like, "I got nothing for you."
I was like, "Ellie, we've been over this.
You should start feeding the baby. You could do it."
I mean, we have bottles, but it's like really annoying to go down, warm one up.
That's not what I meant.
Not what you meant. Oh, just see what happens.
Yeah.
If you love her enough, you will produce milk.
Exactly.
Even if you aren't supposed to.
Yeah.
Interesting. And for which of your children has this worked, Sam? And for how?
Oh, I don't love my kids, so it's obviously not really relevant to me.
Obviously.
Oh, okay. Well, do you love my kids enough to come feed them?
That doesn't sound right. That sounds like a way to get put on a list.
Yeah, a list of babysitters. Am I right?
Got him.
Anyways, what are we doing here?
I don't know. What's that?
Someone take over.
Like?
Why am I still talking?
Tell us what your beer tastes like, you fucking clown.
God damn, it's a hazy IPA. It tastes like a fucking hazy IPA. What do you think?
Man.
Jesus Christ. Hop off my dick. Okay, no.
I'm trying to help you out, Boris. I'm trying to help you out.
I'm not.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a classic New England IPA. It's a little sweet. It's very hazy. Notes of like orange or maybe maybe even like a sweeter orange.
A Valencia orange.
A Valencia sumo citrus. I don't know if you guys have had those. Those are fucking delicious.
Big fat.
They look citrus. Really weird. So people weren't buying them. Yeah, they're like these big knobbly looking things. But they're so good. They're so fucking good. They taste like orange candy.
Huh. I've never heard of that. Never once.
All right. Take a look when you're in the grocery store.
I will. I have Victory Brewing Company's Cloud Walker Hazy Juicy IPA, 6.8% ABV. It says there's some lactose in here, which is, I guess, to make it, like, hazier. Looks hazy. Kind of straw-colored. Not much head. Smells probably a lot like Boris's smells. Very much like kind of like a mimosa-y. Yeah. I have the same review as Boris. Let's move on.
Well, I've got something different. Different from you guys, not different from what I've been doing a lot of lately.
Goose Island.
Goose Island Bourbon County Stout. This is the 2023. So basically, each year they come out with a new annual version and also a bunch of offshoots. This is the regular 2023, which is a bit of a step down in terms of interest since I've had a few of their Chopped and Screwed remixes on the past few weeks.
Right. And this is just kind of a back to basics. It's dark. Dark as night.
Yeah.
Surprising everyone, this tastes the same as the beers I've been describing lately. You could say, hey, Sam, maybe space these out more. But I don't want to be drinking these motherfuckers in May. I'm getting through That's them fair. While it's still cold out.
That's fair. So what I like about this episode is that we're all phoning it in. It's good. That feels
right.
Good to me. Yeah. This is nice. So I guess none of us really described our beers that well. So that brings us to our first article from PasteMagazine.com. A plea to breweries, describe your damn beers.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's long. It's really long. I didn't read the whole thing because it's too long. But basically, they're like, craft breweries or like smaller breweries need to provide more information on their beers because, you know, it's a service industry and they really need to attract people in their tap rooms. And if you're not providing information on your beers, then people are paying like $10 for a glass of something they don't really want and they're getting pissed and leaving.
I find that a lot of breweries will have, you know, a 30-word description of what you're in for. And also, almost all breweries will let you get, you know, a 1.5-pound sample.
Uh-huh.
So I have a problem that is tangential to this.
Okay.
But not this problem. This is not a problem I've observed. I don't know if you guys have.
So yes and no. He brings up a couple of, obviously I was summarizing, right? But like, you know, we've talked a little bit about how every brewery has like 8 New England style pale ales, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's like, you know, it can be hard to differentiate, you know, when you have a whole bunch of one style, what makes it, you know, why you should be getting one instead of another. And I have kind of noticed that. But that's a very minor thing.
The comparisons would be nice. Like if you have your flagship hazy that's always
right.
And you have another one that's like, this is a more bitter take compared to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but that's pretty minor in my opinion. I don't know. How about you, Boris?
Yeah, I mean, so I was at a brewery yesterday in the area called Vitamin C SEA, and they did exactly what you guys were saying, where they have like 16 things on tap and like, 4 of them are like not beer things, like hard seltzer, like a little craft cocktail type thing.
Yeah.
And I think 8 or 9 of the beers were IPAs of some kind.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And eventually I like stopped reading the list and I was just like, I don't know. I just like picked one. based on like the name, because they all had cute little names, and they were all between like 6 and 8%. They were all like some variant of like hazy or like fruity. And eventually I was sitting there like, why do you guys need all this? Like, what are you doing here? I'm not going to like sit here and read the little fine print on 12 different IPAs that are all probably functionally the same.
It's funny. It's the opposite kind of this guy's criticism. This guy wants all that fine print. I think your issue
this fucking
is
nerd wants to
how about,
read.
How about you have some more variety?
Don't have
9 IPAs. Have 4 IPAs and make sure that each of them serves a different use case.
Right.
Like, you know, you have your hazy, you have your kind of lighter, more accessible one, you have your big ass kicker, and then, you know, the wild card. Like, have those 4 IPAs, and then leave more taps for fucking Roush beers.
Big ups. Yeah. Big ups.
My favorite brewery in the area, I think, is one called Break Rock, and I appreciate that when I go, they have a variety of styles, not just 12 IPAs and like one non-IPA. Like, they've always got a stout or two in there. They've always got like a Kolsch or something lighter. And they're always coming out with new stuff, and it's not always an IPA, and that is fun.
Yes, that is good. But Sam, you said you had a tangential issue to this.
Yeah, mine isn't about a lack of description. It's about an inaccurate description, which we talk about all the time on here, being lied to. Saying it's an Imperial IPA, and it's obviously a hazy IPA, but you didn't know that because they told you something different. My issue isn't a lack of information. It's accuracy of information.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe sometimes people begin brewing with something in mind, and maybe it doesn't come out that way, and you gotta own up to that, you know, and put the taxonomy correctly on it, even if it's not what you meant to brew.
Steer into the skid. If you tried to make an Imperial IPA and you made a hazy IPA, you made a hazy IPA. Tell everyone it's a hazy IPA. People like them.
And now, so I think that's part of it, but I also definitely think part of it is also marketing. Like, you're going to, like, everybody's calling everything like a hazy IPA because it's trendy.
And when does it stop being trendy and start just being the default IPA type? Because this trend has been going on for years.
Yeah, straight up, I don't know. I don't know.
I worry that there will be a point where when you say IPA, people assume hazy IPA, and you need to say, I don't even know what a non-hazy, like an American IPA maybe is how you would specify. I don't mean a hazy IPA.
West Coast, maybe.
Well, West Coast is a different sub-style. West Coast is a subset of American IPA.
Yeah.
But if I got a West Coast, I would expect it to not be hazy, I guess, because it's an American.
Yes,
is
correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that will be how these things bifurcate, just because they're so definitionally different. But also, I've definitely ordered West Coast IPAs that were hazy, which is my fucking problem that I was getting at.
I definitely think there, for a certain segment of the drinking population, if you say IPA, the first thought is hazy.
It's a bummer, man.
Here's a question. Yeah. Do you guys like it when they describe all the hops that they use? Like, I feel like that was the distinguishing factor for this brewery experience I had, was they would kind of describe the hops that are in each one. And they were all kind of different hops.
Do you mean listing the hops or saying this uses floral hops, this uses fruity hops?
No, like Chinook or like,
I'm
blanking on other.
One I other strain. You've brewed beer before.
Oh yeah, you brewed beer. Name a hop. fucking.
Just think of all of Sam's animals. You'll get there.
That's
one
Citra.
Of them.
There you go.
There you go. I'll take them listing the hops, but I think it's better if they say like, this is more floral or this is like bittering or whatever, because I have some idea of what different hops do, but I don't recognize every single one. And I think most people don't recognize many at all, you know?
I'd see no reason not to do both. I guess you at some point you have to worry about like real estate on the menu, but
yeah.
There are specific hops that will make me say I'm buying this, and there are specific hops that I know I don't like.
Yeah.
And you saying floral could mean Centennial. No, that's earthy. Whatever.
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, shut up.
So I guess my point there is I feel like having brewed some beer and, you know, the previous example notwithstanding, I do know many varieties of hops. I don't know which ones taste like what. Like, I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah, I agree. I think most people are right there. I think most people don't even recognize the names of the hops. So I if in an ideal world, you'd have both. But I think if we were talking about there's limited space, I would rather have like a brief description like floral or fruity or bitter.
I think single hop IPAs should be more of a thing. Like, you see them every now and then. But I would love it if a local brewery just had their one thing on tap that it was like a rotating – they always had just a different single hop on, and you go, oh, they have Centennial this week, they have Cascade this week, they have Fuggles this week. Oh, I'll skip it because Fuggles tastes like shit.
Fuggles, Suggles.
Without a hint of irony, I do think that. Partially because I think it's like a nice, simple beer, and partially like from an education standpoint. Like,
I agree.
Learn if you like this type of hop by having a beer that all it does is showcase this hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. I think that's fun. I just think, I'm like, who's this for? This is for like 2% of the people reading this menu. And Sam happens to be one of them, but he's a nerd, so.
Yeah, no, you're right. You can't have your brewery only cater to beer nerds because that's not how market share works. But,
right.
Like, maybe you spend 30 words on describing the flavor or even the use case. I think more beers should describe the use case. This is great for sitting on the porch, or this is great for sitting by the fire, that type of thing. But then, I mean, you could just say Amarillo. Just say Amarillo in parentheses somewhere so I know it's Amarillo hops.
We can all agree that we don't need Degrees Plato, right? We can get that out of here.
Degrees Plato is such a worthless.
That's what I'm saying.
Measurement.
Get that shit out of here.
It doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah.
I actually would. I think rather than the type of hops, I would rather see the IBUs.
I'm good with IBUs. I mean, they don't tell the whole story, but it is an important data point. In the same way as ABV doesn't tell you the whole story, but it's an important data point.
Correct.
Sure. But yeah, I think like ABV, I can read the menu, and if I've got IBUs, I can get a vibe of what I'm going for. Am I going for extra bitter, just like normal, something light?
I mean, my ideal brewery would also have another third stat, which is Scovilles, because I want three different hot pepper beers. If I'm dreaming up of my ideal brewery that I'm going to all the time. Three different hot pepper beers.
Oh, man. You know how I'm usually like, how does a brewery go out of business? Because I feel like they just fucking print money. That would be one that goes right out of business.
But come on, guys. Make one. Or a Rausch beer. Why do I have to keep yelling?
All they've got are Rausch and smoky and spicy beers.
Hell yeah. I would not be mad. Samuel, though. I think you might have something that's going to make us mad one way or another.
Yeah, so for our fan, I asked them beforehand, I have shitty content or I can do a Beers Through the Years, and no one really gave me a straight answer. So I prepped Beers Through the Years, but also I could prompt you with my content question, and you guys can just pass, and we'll go straight to the
TCPY. Okay. All right.
Today for breakfast, Emily made the children pancakes with sprinkles in them. And so there were a lot of pancakes with sprinkles in them. I'm not that into pancakes. I'm just generally not that into sweet. So
Yeah, I gotcha.
So what I did is I made a breakfast sandwich, which was pancake, ham, hot sauce, other pancake. And it was fine.
The hot sauce
that
is where you went
hardly
wrong.
A breakfast sandwich.
The hot sauce was the issue.
Well, so the thing is, I knew that there was a lot of salt and some fat, so I wanted some acidity. So I went with the Tabasco, which is a very vinegary hot sauce. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But
You don't have to have all flavors combined like the Avatar.
It's called the seasoning triangle. I learned about it on YouTube.
Okay, all right.
So my question is, if you're going to make a breakfast sandwich, these are your two constraints, because anyone can make a good breakfast sandwich. That's not impressive. The bread is pancakes with sprinkles in them, and yeah, you have no eggs.
Well, or we can play beer this year. Breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, what else do you put on it if there are no eggs?
Ham and hot sauce, in my experience.
No? I guess.
Wait. Is the challenge to craft a breakfast sandwich using these ingredients that you've just given?
I guess.
No. We can use outside ingredients. We just have to use, we have to use pancakes and sprinkles, and we cannot use eggs, but we can use anything else in the world.
Sorry, I misunderstood Boris's question. Tyler is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you have to, it's going to be sweet. You have to lean into that. And you have to go, I think you go with like breakfast sausage.
And I was also thinking sausage.
And like keep it,
yeah,
keep it like fatty and sweet. So
I was gonna wrap it, like take a sausage and wrap it in the pancake like a Jimmy Dean thing. But that's,
oh shit, like a pig in a blanket. Oh,
right.
Oh, so you're thinking links. I thought he was saying patties.
No, I was thinking like links. Like basically making a corn dog, but it's like a pancake dog.
I mean, I was thinking the patties, but that sounds great too. I think you went wrong with the ham, first of all. A good breakfast sandwich has sausage in it.
Part of it was we had a little bit of ham left and I was looking to get it out of the fridge.
I don't know, like, I truly don't know, like, if you don't have egg, then what makes it a breakfast sandwich?
That I'm eating it at 8:30 in the morning.
I'm just so confused by the concept.
Yeah.
Really, it was that I don't like a sweet breakfast, and there were so many pancakes.
All right, here's a weird one for you. Prosciutto. Pancake, prosciutto. I still think you need some substance. Like, if it's not an egg, I don't know what it is.
I know, me neither. It would have to be something. Confused.
Maybe like a McDonald's hash brown?
But a hash brown on top of a sweet pancake? Are you a madman?
I might be.
I think
I'm just trying to think of a place to fill it out. Egg is a great way to fill something out. Potato is also a great way to fill something out.
Yeah.
I think you could make some tofu that like kind of resembles an egg if you were not allowed to use an egg for some reason.
You nasty.
I mean, really, it was that it was time to eat and I didn't feel like cooking egg.
Okay, here's an idea. We take it in a different direction, right? Pancake, peanut butter, banana, pancake.
So that would be tasty, but I wanted something savory.
I know, but I think that is probably the best.
Peanut butter
kind of
pulls it.
You're saying give up. Give up on savory. there's no way to solve this.
Well, no, I also
do something different.
I also think the sausages rolled in pancakes would be good, but it's not really a breakfast sandwich at that point. It's like a breakfast wrap or something.
I mean, well then, I mean, I think Boris was pitching links. You could, or patties. You can definitely do.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Maybe like pancake patty, American cheese pancake. Like that would be all right. Yeah. I mean, we're not that far from a McGriddles at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is exactly what it is.
Well,
I don't know. In conclusion, does this count as my content? Egg, you lazy bone.
Yeah, I guess anything to keep us from playing beers through the years.
I already prepped it. So either we'll do it next time, or if you guys both really shit the bed content-wise, we can come back to me.
Yeah. Well, you know I don't have anything, baby. And you know
you're the
all
only
Boris
one without kids. Kids just make it so you don't get to do shit. Go
you
do shit.
Do anything. I don't do anything.
What's stopping you?
This is what they mean when they say youth is wasted on the young.
Absolutely. I am the worst. Everything's wasted on me.
Go do anything he wants right now.
including these articles that you sent me, they're all wasted on me. Here's another one. Talk about going and doing things. This is
14.1% over here. Speaking of wasted, am I right?
Uh-huh. So this is just a thread from Reddit. But Reddit.com, somebody posted a sign and from the beer farm in Brookville, Maryland. And they're like, oh, man, it's so cool. What a cool idea. And the thing is just that there's like a 20% service fee added to on-premise sales. And so that way you don't have to tip. But I am tipping. You've just mandated the amount I'm going to tip. So just charge the price you want instead of making me do the math. Just charge the price
for your products. I don't think that they're making you do the math. I think they're explaining to you that this beer that you think should cost $7 costs $8.50 because of this extra charge.
Well,
they're saying don't like if it seems overpriced, don't worry, you don't have to tip. That it all comes down the wash.
If that's what it is, then fine. If everything is already labeled that way, then fine. But if it's like the beer on the menu is $5 and they're like, oh, but don't worry, actually there's going to be a 20% charge added on at the end. It's like, well, then I'm still tipping just what you've decided I'm tipping.
I would be interested to, I guess, go to this place and see what the experience is. Cause
let's see how far away Brookville, Maryland is from me.
So
while you're looking it up, can you see how far away it is from my parents? They're probably closer. Wait, no, never mind. They're in Vietnam. They are not closer.
Damn. Nope, that's not what I wanted. I am 2 hours away. That's a bit much.
Fuck that. So, I mean, I really like what they're doing. I guess the way they do it might make it shitty potentially, but basically you see this with restaurants here and there. I don't know if I've seen it with a brewery before, where they're just saying tipping isn't a thing here. We think tipping's dumb. Instead, we're just going to have good pay and good benefits. And they go on in this post to specifically list all of the benefits and the pay, to be like really transparent about it. And I could see being a little uncomfortable as an employee there, just like everybody knowing what I make. But also, I think I would rather know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Because as someone who's worked in food service before, not primarily for tips, but you know you're going to get more tips if more people come in. And if people don't come in, you make less money. And, like, that's bullshit. Because as service, it's not your job to bring customers in. That's management's job.
Right, right.
So I like the idea of there being more consistency in your income.
Me too. I don't like tipping. I think it's stupid that the consumer is, like, subsidizing the business owner, essentially. But I just don't – like, I just would like them to be more direct about it instead of having to make me do math or whatever. And I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they are. I just want to be clear that I am not against what they're trying to do, just potentially the way they're doing it.
So it says 20% service fee added to all on-premise – I think they mean premises there – sales.
Yeah.
If it instead said a 20% service fee has – already been added to all on-premises sales, and here's why. That would that fix everything for you?
No,
I would prefer if they just didn't say 20%. If they were just like, our beer is a little more expensive, here's why. And then they were like, we pay these people. Like, you don't have to like be like, don't worry, you don't have to tip. We tipped for you, because that is weird too.
Sam, it's not about the wording necessarily. I don't have enough information on how it's set up. If I went there and, like, I checked out, you know, and the math, like, lined up, then that's one thing. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? I just don't have enough information.
I think I'm finding myself defending Beer Farm, a place I don't know very much about here. But, the first thing it says is no tipping necessary. And then they go on to say this fee has been added, and then they go way into the weeds in detail.
Yeah.
And probably most people aren't reading that. But
yeah.
I suspect what their worry is it says no tipping necessary, and people are going to think, well, of course I have to tip. Because that's beer culture. Or
yeah.
They'll think, wow, these people are monsters. They don't want us to tip.
Yeah.
So they feel the need to go hard with saying, this is why it's okay that we're doing this.
Well, that part doesn't bother me. So in your face, idiot Boris.
Oof. No, I do appreciate that, because you're probably right, Sam, that I would just be like, did some idiot manager put this up just to be like, hey, fuck my employees?
I mean, there are enough, you know, you hear all the time about wage theft and tip skimming and all that type of stuff. Like, it wouldn't surprise me to see this type of thing, even though in that case, it would be mad illegal.
Well, I think
this makes me feel better about it. So maybe they're just criminal masterminds. Seems unlikely.
I guess this is potentially good, but we need some more information. I think
I'm willing to go all in on I like this.
Well, that's stupid. That's a stupid decision.
I can tell
decision.
You fellas are not there, but I'm there.
You've made a poor decision.
No, I think I'm there. I think I like this. I think this is great. Like, relative
two
to
idiots.
every other bunghole in this country where I have to tip.
The both of you have had your brain melted by children.
That is entirely correct.
Perhaps not relevant, but accurate.
All right, I'll take what I can get.
Speaking of what you can get, what have you been up to lately?
Me? What have I been up to lately? Oh, man, I might be going to Colonial Williamsburg.
Boo, 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 boo. Enjoy not having fun.
I'm not going to be having fun because it's for a training. So you guys know that I shoot off, like, cannons and artillery and stuff like that for my job?
Yeah, plus you have that job.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Yes.
Talk about my huge dick! But yeah, so I... Alright. Hey! Good job. So I fire off cannons and stuff for my job, and we're supposed to go to the national park training, like, every 4 years and do a whole thing, but national park said no this year, so we're like, oh, all right, what do we do now? So I guess somebody found some sort of, like, musket training at Colonial Williamsburg, so I think I'm going to have to go and do that for a couple days. I don't even fire off muskets. It's stupid.
It's a completely different type of firearm from a completely different era.
I mean, they'll be talking about black powder safety, which is relevant, but, like, yeah, I don't know.
You've just been bucketed in, these are some old-ass guns.
Right.
Like, you might as well be going to Mongolia to learn about the crossbow.
Yeah.
So the National Park Service was like, no, we can't do training, and then everyone in your region was like, nah, we're nerds, we need the training.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like a certification, and I get that, like, management wants us to have it, so if somebody blows off their hand, they can be like, we're not negligent, we've been trained, you know? Like, I get that, but I don't...
All right, this is America. You don't need any training or information about your firearms. You just get them.
Hell yeah, brother, hell yeah. Shall not be infringed, my man. Don't tread on me. Uh-huh. No, I don't know. I mean, so there's, like, Fort Delaware, and they do muskets all the time. And so this will be, like, a legitimate, you know, the whole thing will be good for them. And like I said, like, black powder safety and handling is always a good refresher. But I don't need to go through, like, the drill from, like, which I think is what I'm going to be doing.
But now you're an expert on black powder at this point, right?
Am I an expert? Ugh. I have received training, and I know more than most people, but I would not say I'm an expert.
All right, well, in your pseudo-expert opinion, if there was some wacky hijinks at the factory, and my pepper mill was, instead of being filled with black pepper, was filled with black powder, and I tried to crack it over my eggs in the frying pan, would it blow up my house?
It wouldn't blow up your house. It might blow up your hands.
Okay. So what you're saying is I should do it from a height.
That's not the issue. No. So it's not.
Well, you
the
should
falling.
Do it from a height.
If you.
You should do it from a height for distribution of pepper, anyways.
I guess. So the thing is, when you crank it, you'd be applying friction,
how I crank it. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you crank it, you'd be applying friction, and the friction would make the pepper go off, or the black powder go off, and it would be inside the container, and then it would blow up your hands like a small pipe
bomb.
I was
worried about the heat of the pan, but you're saying
no.
It would never make it to the pan.
I don't think it would make it to the pan. I think you'd just blow off your hands.
Yeah, because you've got a grinder in there, too, so it'd be like friction against the powder, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
Yeah, I think you would just blow your hands off.
See,
this is so. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert, but I, you know, I'm a. What's the fucking word?
Idiot.
I was gonna ask how much of black powder training is just like. Oh, how much of black powder training is like, don't drop it, don't get it near fire.
You can drop it.
Don't beat it after midnight.
Dropping it isn't really that big of a deal.
Oh, okay.
It just
are you walking around with it and you're like, whoa.
Whether that's friction or fire or whatever.
I mean, impact can be an issue, but you'd have to like hit it with a hammer. Like just dropping it wouldn't do it.
Right, because it wouldn't apply any heat.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. Yeah, let's go with that.
You mentioned Colonial Williamsburg. Can I tell a Colonial Williamsburg story?
Please do.
It's not mine. It's Emily's, but she's not here. So I'm telling it. So apparently, because her father has, I'm going to call him, problems, they went on a family vacation to Colonial Williamsburg from Illinois, mind you. So that's quite a hike. And then, like, the next year or 2 years later, they went again.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck is the right answer? And clearly, the parents had realized that the children were like, what the fuck? And so they were like, well, we'll sweeten the deal. On the last day, we'll go to Busch Gardens, which isn't that far. It's what, like a half hour away or something like that?
Yeah.
We'll do that, and then the children will forgive us for our crimes. Emily's brother, Uncle Wags, got appendicitis on the last day. So they just spent the day like in the ED or whatever, and no one went to Busch Gardens.
Going to Colonial Williamsburg twice within any amount of time is an insane thing to do.
I went once when I was probably 8, and I'm like, good. Like, maybe 10 years from now, I'll want to go back.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm good. I was there recently enough.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And to go back like, 1 or 2 years, madness. Absolute madness.
Maybe Grandpa Steve loves hoop and stick and needed an excuse to play.
That's what I'm curious about. Like, what inspired them to be like, man, we had a great time at Colonial Williamsburg. Everybody loved it. Let's take the family back.
I'm going to make an educated guess that the trip was inexpensive.
All right. That's fair. Wait, but they from Illinois?
This is reminding me that my family also went to Colonial Williamsburg when I was like 8. But we only went once, and then I did get to go to Busch Gardens. So
nice.
Suck it, Emily's
family. How's your appendix?
Still there, as far as I know.
Oh, man, dunking on Uncle Wags.
Yeah, just clowning this dude.
Busch Gardens is fun. It's no Hershey Park, am I right?
Badass.
Just if we're talking about Pennsylvania amusement parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got to go to, like, the beach, too. Like, there were some good beaches in that trip, I remember.
You'd have to go a bit east. What, Ocean City, maybe? Probably not Ocean City.
I think what we did was we did, like, a few days in Washington, D.C., and then we went, like, down Virginia Beach area.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
If
it's possible if these were separate trips.
A couple of day trips to various things, then that trajectory makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll allow it.
All right.
Will you allow baseless harassment?
This feels like a trap.
That's the only kind of harassment.
Yeah.
What I do to Tyler is based harassment. He has all of this coming. He knows what he did.
He's really...
I do, though. I absolutely do. I have bad
Remember that time that my grandpa died and then you made fun of me for it? And then the time my dog died and then you made fun of me for it?
Yeah.
It's my best friend.
Yeah. What does that say about you?
That I have low standards.
Exactly. WKOW. Wakow! Their case was baseless harassment. Lawsuit against New Glarus Brewery dismissed. Sam, I know you are breathing a huge sigh of relief. You were worried about your spotted cow supply. Don't worry. Don't worry, my boy. Some folks, I think we covered the original here. Some three investors sued New Glarus, saying that the business practices of the owner were preventing them from getting dividends. But the Wisconsin Court of Appeals said, no, you got a, what is that, like 20,000% return on investment? So shut up and dismiss the case.
I don't feel like those figures were presented in the original article.
I don't think so either.
That was a while ago, though, right? Like, that was months and months ago, I think.
Yeah.
I'd kind of forgotten about that.
Yeah, I don't even really remember. I think they were like, we could have made more and also we can't sell our shares or something like that. But the judge seems to think that they've made plenty and that they can sell their shares.
I mean, I don't know the details or like the legality of any of this well enough. It just, to have this strong of a difference of opinion, did they have really bad lawyers? Or were they trying to pull a fast one, or what was going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. Could be both.
I don't remember if I said this way back then, but I will say I don't like most of New Glarus's products. Like, I don't think they make very good beer. But I don't have a problem with them as a business entity. Like, you know, I hate Founders as a company, even though I like some of their beer. I don't hate New Glarus as a company, even though I do hate most of their beer.
And it doesn't seem like you need to.
Wait, is Founders canceled?
Yeah, no, they got canceled like 6 years ago.
Oof. If only there was a podcast that would keep me up to date on these things.
Call me if you listen. You would be up to date.
Because I get all day. That's like my go-to. Like I keep a pack of all day.
Every day.
Well, around. If it makes you feel better, there was a single black employee, and they had a copy room where they had two printers, and one of them was labeled white guy printer, and one of them was labeled black guy printer that they made the black guy use. That's a true story. None of this is slander. I'm just reporting on reporting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yikes.
Yep.
Yikes is the correct
response. Boris, did you just say kikes?
Boot him. Fucking boot him.
Hey, I didn't even say Jutro at the beginning of this episode, so.
Someone tell his wife, Ruth, what he said.
Boris' eyeballs were just vibrating. He wanted to say a Jutro so bad. So bad did he want to say.
Are you implying that my wife is Jewish?
She says a Jewish name, that's all.
Okay, I mean, it's biblical, Sam.
Who's Bibla?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ours now.
Sequel's never as good as the original.
We call that shit the Old Testament.
This is getting heated. I'm uncomfortable.
It isn't. I don't think anyone on this call believes in any of any Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think? Years of the years? Else. Are we about there?
I don't think we're doing that, no.
But I prepped it took me like 8 whole minutes.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, that's tough for you. This whole thing has taken me 48 minutes, so let's wrap it up.
Alrighty.
Much like Boris and I didn't do, but Tyler has done, let's wrap it up.
I get it.
Okay. I see. Boris, how was your beer?
Yeah.
Good question. I had Night Shift Brewing's Fluffy Hazy IPA, 7%, and that's about all the information the can gives me. It was good, honestly. I feel like usually my complaint with hazy IPAs is, like, especially towards the bottom of the beer, I can really, like, taste the junk, the grittiness, the, like, the particulate in the beer, and it gets more harsh and it gets less yummy. But this beer is actually, it's like, it's hazy, but I think they did like filter out some of the gunk because it's not all like settling on the bottom. Like it's maintaining this nice hazy, color or visual effect, whatever you call that. But it's not all filtering to the bottom. So it's not like the last sip of this beer is just going to be sludge, you know? Which is one of my biggest problems. So they get points for that. And overall, honestly, it's a good flavor. It's well balanced. It's not aggressively sweet. It's not aggressively hoppy. I feel like this is kind of what a New England IPA should be. Like it's mellow. It's nice. It's a little hoppy. Like it's definitely an IPA, but it's not too far in any one direction. Well balanced, I think, is what I would describe it as. I'm going to give this an 8. I think they did a really good job. I think they nailed the style, and I would drink more of these. I would recommend it to, I don't know, I guess if you're a New England IPA doubter, maybe this is a good one to give a shot, because I think this is a good example of how good this style can be.
All right.
And Tyler, to contrast.
I watched you
burp into the microphone. You didn't have to burp into the microphone. You could have burped however you wanted to. You burped into the microphone.
So bad.
And then you went, while Boris was trying to do his review.
Tayzande leans away from the microphone to breathe. Tyler leans into the microphone.
Look, I did burp away. I burped in the other direction of the microphone. It was just an extremely upsetting burp.
I got video on here too, dog, so I can double check that.
Yeah, I had Victory's Cloud Walker, Hazy Juicy IPA, 6.8% ABV. I really didn't like it very much. They said there was lactose in it, and I could definitely kind of taste it, but it didn't really do much for the mouthfeel. It still felt really light, so it was just kind of off-putting to me. Oh, there's another burp. So I would like to see this without the lactose. But yeah, I didn't really enjoy it. So I'm going to give it a 4.8 and not really recommend it to anybody. Sam?
Yeah, I had another Goose Island bourbon barrel thing. It tasted like all the other ones, 6.8, whatever, who cares?
All right, cool.
Yada, yada, yada.
Speed run. Yeah. You guys see that commercial, that new Snickers commercial, where the girl, like, wants to bang some other dude? Have you guys seen that yet?
No, man, that must be your algorithm.
That and the nipples. I don't know why what Boris said made me think of that, but it really did, and I had to share. Get that good content in the last 30 seconds. I don't know. I think something happened to me, you guys. But yeah.
Stan, my eyes keep glowing, and I'm growing hair out of places, and oh!
I know what puberty is like, Samuel. You're not drinking Goose Island next week. You know what you're drinking?
I do not.
Sick. Boris, best of luck to you. You look so tired, my buddy. I hope you get a good night's sleep.
All right. Thanks, homie. Me too.
And,
although
and again,
I know you won't.
From the Bruise Day Tuesday podcast to you, Boris. Yeah, we're going back to it. We're going back to it. I'm going to replace it for next week, maybe. But
maybe.
Oh, I wanted to get another use.
Well, listener, if you want to tell us what celebrity your penis is like, you can email us at brucetuesdaypodcast@gmail.com or you can comment links at brucetues.com. Don't let that keep it down. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Here comes the tears. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes the shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better, friend.
Adam Driver, because he's kind of big, but he's not very good looking.
He is. He has a weird face.
That was really good, Samuel. Well done.